Good morning, everyone. Thanks for being here. I'm going to show a part of my PhD project. The question that drives this research is if can pre-plant polymer sulfur-coated urea replace split nitrogen application? We have four locations. Two of them are in sugarcane. Corn after sugarcane rotation, and the other one is the corn after black oat. The objective was to evaluate the effect of fertilizer nitrate management on corn biomass production, nitrogen uptake, and grain yield. So the treatments that we used in this experiment was a pre-plant blend of polymer sulfur coated urea with non-coated urea at a 70-30 ratio. The second treatment was pre-plant non-coated urea applied oral planting, and the third one was split applied non-coated urea. 30% of the rate was pre-plant and 70% side dress applied at before. And a control plot with no fertilizer nitrogen. And the nitrogen rate was 180 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. So as I said before, we have corn after sugarcane in two locations and corn after black oat in the other two locations. Corn after sugarcane location have an average of 20% of clay content, and the corn after black oat was in a location with more than 55% of clay content. So these are tropical soils, highly weathered soils. The two of them are oxysols. And the statistical analysis of the results were performed using proglimics of SAS using an alpha of 0.1. So I'm showing here the results. We have here the probability values from the analysis variance. We see that we have effect in all locations for the three variables we analyzed. But I'm showing here, because of the time, just the across locations. We see that we have significant effect in the three variables we are analyzing. So we see here that the nitrogen management affected possibly all the variables we were analyzing. So we see that consistently the polymer sulfur, the slow release source, the orange one here, performed better than the other two nitrogen management strategies. So we see that it's constant for biomass production, nitrogen uptake, and grain yield. So this is important because we were doubting about the efficiency of these fertilizers. And another important result here is this yellow bar here is non-coated urea applied all at planting, and the blue one is non-coated urea split applied. So we see that for nitrogen uptake and grain yield, if you applied all the rate at planting, you can have an important result. I'm just saying here that pre-plant polymer sulfur coated urea blended with regular urea was the best nitrogen manager for all variables, and any recommendation for adoption will depend on further research and economic analysis of the fertilization.